149 Mormon Trek Boulevard. It's the Coach's Corner, Iowa City's home of the Cardinals. Cub fans, you can come into, even though the game is over. Cubs fell to the Pirates 4-2 today at Wrigley Field. It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show, along with today Scott Unash pinch hitting for Alex Kuhn, or Alex Kuhn, depending on who you talk to. It's a regional pronunciation, apparently, different in
Canada,
in the United States than it is in Canada. Jack Dom, Mount Mercy baseball coach, set to join us at the bottom of the hour for his weekly Friday segment, Touching All the Bases. Mount Mercy's got a game tomorrow against Benedictine. The start time has been moved up for that one to 11 a.m. to try to get it in due to the weather. We've got a lot of NFL talk to get to tonight, including the destination, possible destination, for Iowa's Desmond King in the latest CBS Sports mock draft. It was only two rounds deep earlier in the week. Now they've mocked it out to three rounds, and Desmond's name appears. It's a historic night for the Chicago White Sox. I'm sure Scott Unash can't wait to get home and watch that. We'll tell you what's going on in the White Sox outfield. But speaking of historic nights, this is a first here, at least on the Todd Bromelkamp Show. We have made the decision to keep Love It or Leave It and continue with it as a Friday staple. But we've given the intro a little bit of a facelift. So without any further ado, Zach Johnson and Jeff Downing back in the studio.
Love it, leave it, let this song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since
oh,
you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
Todd.
We've got his permission.
Merle Haggard. That is country music.
I'm just picturing Dave the Trucker or somebody on I-80 right now, and they turn the radio on at the exact moment that Merle Haggard, and they said, all right, I like this station, and then it went back to this show.
And they are sorely mistaken.
Yes.
Todd, rings and things.
Rings and things. Boy, could it possibly be related to the Chicago Cubs. I'm going to love this. The Cubs got their rings at Wrigley Field the other day in the series finale with the Dodgers. Unfortunately, they couldn't get the victory. Brandon McCarthy was pretty good on the mound, and the offense couldn't get it going. But I like what Kyle Schwarber said afterwards, that getting the rings officially closes the book on the 2016 victory tour for the Cubs. They are officially in 2017 mode. They are the defending champions. They've got the target on their back, and they fell at home today to the Pirates, so they're now 6-4 on the year, in second place behind the Cincinnati Reds in the NL Central. But it's early. I love baseball overreactions early in the season, both positive and negative. A lot of baseball left to be played, for sure. And by the way, the Cubs have a guy in Des Moines by the name of Ian Happ who's hit about 5 home runs right out of the gate. So it just seems like they continue to develop players when they need them. Might be a little thin on the pitching moving forward, though, if they have any injuries. But our first one of the day is a love it.
Number two.
I'm just taking a peek here. I have a feeling I know what direction you're going to go here. The NBA first round playoffs.
The NBA first round playoffs, as we take a look at the televisions up here. And hey, Carmelo Anthony news is going on right now.
Stop the presses.
Yeah, I am not the world's biggest. I'm a college basketball guy. I love the world of college basketball. But when the NBA gets to the playoffs, I will sit up and take notice a little bit. But this first round has always bugged me. It used to be a best 3 out of 5. And I think that was where it should have been. They talk about we need to shorten the season as far as the NBA is concerned. Now there's talk they're going to add a week to the season. Oh, we need July 1st basketball.
We need more NBA.
Yes, we do. But here's a way to fix at least one of the problems. Take that first round and go back to the best 3 out of 5. Why? Because inevitably that first seed is going to come out of there with the win in the series. Now, it hasn't happened all the time. 3 times since it's gone best 4 out of 7. That would be the Mavericks in 07, the 2011 San Antonio Spurs, and then the Bulls when they lost Derrick Rose in the first round. They lost to the 76ers back in 2012. Other than that, they've all been pretty much wipeouts in the first round. Yes, I get the 4-5, but I think it'd be more fun if you go back to the 3 out of 5. So I have to leave it. I'm back. I'll watch a little NBA. I'll listen to some NBA on ESPN Radio and here on KGYM. But please, go back to the best 3 out of 5 in the first round.
Number 3.
Todd, you just hit it as far as baseball. We're going to talk about it in hockey. The sky is falling for the Blackhawks and their fans after last night's Game 1 loss to the Predators.
It is, but I'm going to go ahead and leave this because it shouldn't be. It's not like this is the first time that the Blackhawks have ever lost Game 1 of a series before. Stop and think about your recent history here, folks. The first period was not ideal last night if you were a Chicago Blackhawks fan, and Pekka Rinne was absolutely tremendous in net for the Predators. But if you look at what Chicago was able to do in the second and third periods last night, they actually played pretty decent hockey. And it's always tough to lose the opener of the series, especially when you're at home in your own building. Game 2 also set to be at the United Center, and I fully expect the Blackhawks will even this series up. It's never easy in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and especially when you're a one seed and you've got the target on your back the way that the Blackhawks do. But the sky should not be falling. It is early. Let's let this play out and see where things go. And by the way, Joel Quenneville knows a thing or two about putting together some lines that are going to increase production in the postseason. Pekka Rinne was great last night. His first ever playoff shutout on the road, I believe. First in franchise history also for the Predators. They're going to be hard-pressed to do that again.
Number 4.
Scott, how about Sergio Garcia winning the Masters?
I'm going to love this because of the fact that unless you're just a masochist out there, and there are some people that will never like Sergio Garcia, but this guy has been through so much in his life, in his career, and to finally see him as happy as he is, he's going to get married in July. We saw the fiance on Sunday afternoon winning the Masters as well.
But, and she saw dollar signs.
Yes, she did. She saw a great big payday there. But she's in the golf industry as well, behind the scenes as far as the Golf Network is concerned.
I figured she had to be because I saw the skirt she was wearing, and my wife said, "What is that?" And I said, "Well, it looks like a golf skirt."
Yes, but, it is. Very good. But like I said, unless you're a masochist, you got to be happy with Sergio Garcia winning. I have watched the Masters every year of my life that I can remember, and I have never heard the crowd chant a competitor's name before, whether it be Phil Mickelson or Tiger Woods, whatever the case may be.
Padraig.
No Padraig Harrington. Not even Sandy Lyle. It doesn't Sandy, and it goes off the tongue well. But they were chanting Sergio, Sergio. He came so close in 99, came so close in 2007, losing to the aforementioned Padraig Harrington at the Open Championship. And even Sergio a couple years ago said, you know what, maybe I'm not made to win a major championship. He's kind of had a 180. He has had a 180. And I love this because guys that put in their dues and have the talent and finally get to the top of the mountain like Sergio Garcia did, I feel great for them. I love this. Wear the green jacket, just don't wear it at the wedding ceremony, Sergio.
Number 5.
Todd. Oh, Florida-Georgia line, Todd.
I'm going to leave this. Why are we talking about Florida-Georgia line? Well, if we touched on it with Jeff Johnson and you missed it, when he joined us in hour number 1 of the program, UNI's spring game had to be moved / canceled in order to accommodate a Florida-Georgia line concert in Cedar Falls at the Unidome next weekend. This is one of Colonel's manager Tommy Watkins' favorite groups. He loves himself some Florida-Georgia line. I don't see the appeal. I know a lot of people that I know don't necessarily see the appeal, but I'm sure they're going to be drinking a lot of Bud Light and having a good old country time next weekend in Cedar Falls. I'm not going to be there. I don't think JJ is going to be there. But Florida-Georgia line, I'm going to go ahead, and I think judging from the new intro with Merle Haggard on Love It or Leave It, you know which direction I'm leaving on this one.
Number six.
Fringe quarterbacks being taken early in the NFL draft. That's fringe, not French.
No.
I don't believe there are any French quarterbacks.
I don't believe
available.
So. Is Tommy going to get the game time change so he can go to Florida, Georgia?
He may not be aware, but I bet he would try to make an effort to get up there.
Tried to get into Journey last Monday, but I think it didn't work out for him. Yeah, French quarterbacks in the early rounds of the National Football League draft. I am leaving this. Quarterbacks are always going to be taken in the first round because I truly believe that the most important position in all of sports is a quarterback position, whether it be your peewee football team, whether it be your high school team, college team, or the Pittsburgh Steelers or whoever. You've got to have a good quarterback. And with that in mind, people tend to elevate quarterbacks. Yes, you've had your people in the past. You've had your Lux. You've had your Winstons. You've had Mariota in the past two or three years that have come up big. But they were guys coming into it that had all of the intangibles ready to go. You don't see that in this class. The Trubiskys, the Deshauns, the Watson, Kaiser, Patrick Mahomes, people like that. They don't have that first round take them early pedigree coming into this thing. And we're going to see two or three NFL teams pull the trigger on these guys way, way too early. Will one of them maybe sneak through? I hope for their sake they do. I don't think it's going to happen. They're going to join the Manziels, the E.J. Manuels, the Whedons, and people like that. They're also first-round draft choices over the last 5 years. And I think they're probably all going to be looking for a job, a backup job in the National Football League coming up in about two or three years.
Number seven.
Todd, the kid, goes bronze.
This makes me feel really, really old.
Like Dante Alphonse Bichette having a kid in the Midwest League?
Yeah, that and Vladimir Guerrero. There's some notable names playing in the Midwest League this summer, but they unveiled at Safeco Field in Seattle this week a bronze statue of Ken Griffey Jr. And all I could think of was, where did the time go? Because it wasn't too long ago when I was 9 or 10 years old and very envious of my friend who had a 1989 Upper Deck Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card. What a beautiful piece of cardboard that was. I still have never possessed that card, not even for a moment. I've got to add that to my card collection someday.
I have a whole page of Craig Biggio's you can have.
I got more John Olerud's than you can shake a stick at, but man, you talk about feeling old. Where does the time go? What a tremendous player. And I had the opportunity to see him play in person one time. It was late in his career. It was when he was in Cincinnati playing with the Reds when he was healthy and still on the field, because the only thing that really did Ken Griffey Jr. in during his time in the majors was the fact that he couldn't stay healthy. Otherwise, we're talking about arguably one of the greatest baseball players of all time, because his numbers would prove that. But I got to see him in person later in his career in Cincinnati. They were taking on the Cardinals at Old Riverfront Stadium. And I think it's the first time that I've ever been at a Major League Baseball game at that point in my life. And I was just absolutely in awe of every single moment that he was either at bat or in the field making a play. What a tremendous player. What a great honor. And what a kick in the teeth to see him last night with a graying beard as that statue was unveiled. But I absolutely love this, and I'm not a Mariners fan, but I think a lot of people out there are Ken Griffey Jr. fans.
Number eight.
The new proposed NCAA legislation.
Yeah, I love. And by the way, our Scott Fisher from our staff was at Safeco Field for that game.
Really?
Yes. I have pictures to prove it. So I hope he had a great time with that out there on vacation in Seattle. I love this as far as the NCAA legislation. In case you're joining us a little bit late, we talked with Scott Docterman. Podcast can be found at kgymradio.com. from Land of 10 about this. NCAA legislation today coming out. There's going to be an early signing period, which will be in December, as far as signing for college football is concerned. And like Scott mentioned, it is really going to benefit maybe the non-blue bloods, if you will. I think, and he believes as well, it's really going to benefit teams like Iowa and Iowa State because, as we know, one of Kirk Ferentz's favorite lines is, are we holding hands or are we going steady at this point? I think you're going to see Iowa swoop in there as far as that early signing period and get most of their guys taken care of. I love it as well because you're going to see less and less of the blue blood programs or any program, to be honest with you, to go in there and swoop in late as far as getting somebody to change their mind as far as the top recruits is concerned. Also, no more two-a-days. I can take or leave that, but I think going into 2017, into the college football season this fall, safety is going to be of paramount concern. So I think you're going to see more and more changes going in that direction. They change rules as far as camps are concerned with the fact that you have to have it on your own turf. It's kind of the Harbaugh rule a little bit, and also came up with rules as far as hiring relatives of potential recruits, going back to maybe the days of Danny Manning and Ed Manning. And if you look at it a little bit closer anyway, as far as that is concerned about some of the goings-on down at the University of Missouri and their basketball program is concerned. NCAA, yeah, they've been mocked for many, many years. Please don't send an email to Mark Emmert, though, of the Des Moines Register, because that is not him. But I think they made a good move today. I will love this.
Number 9.
Todd, cheeseburgers anywhere. Anytime.
Remember the old Saturday Night Live sketch? Cheeseburger, cheeseburger,
cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger. I'm going to leave this, but if you are near a Jewel in Illinois, you can soon enjoy the famous Billy Goat Tavern cheeseburger anywhere, anytime, because they are rolling out a line of frozen cheeseburgers. Now, it's just the patties. You don't get the bun or any of the toppings, not even the cheese. And according to the Chicago Tribune, which did a taste test against the real thing, they're not as good. And that's, of course, why I'm leaving this. There's nothing like going down the steps on Michigan Avenue and getting to the actual Billy Goat and walking down the steps once inside the door and being assaulted verbally by the person behind the grill imploring you to buy cheeseburger, cheeseburger, double is the best. I don't want a cheeseburger from the Billy Goat in Cedar Rapids. I want a cheeseburger from the Billy Goat in Chicago in person. Sometimes frozen isn't necessarily a good substitute. This would be one of those cases.
Number 10.
What an appropriate... Well, see, you understand the segments. You occasionally listen to the program. Bowling season coming to an end.
By the way, is a frozen cheeseburger better than a half-cooked sirloin in an Explorer?
You know what? I'm thinking now that we've got cloud cover here, we're going to be good.
Okay, very good. Yes, bowling season, for good or for bad, 34 weeks of fun and frivolity is going to come to an end next Wednesday at May City Bowl for the Rusty Nails. And as Mark would say if he was here, and it's a good thing. That was a bad Mark Dukes impression, wasn't it?
Now we've all got one. Don't worry about it.
I apologize for that. But I'm going to love this and leave this because as much fun as we have, it is 34 weeks. And let's face it, there's a lot going on in the summer. You need a little time to recharge the batteries, especially if you're in seventh place at this point. So I like it as far as that is concerned, but I'm going to also leave this because it is fun. It's something to break up the week, get together with good friends, and go out there and just have a good time while trying to win a little bit as well. So can I do? I know Tyler did this in his last one. He loved it, and he left it.
Known to do it a few times before as well. You can be wishy-washy.
I'm going to be wishy-washy on this. I'm going to both love it and leave it as far as bowling season ending for 2016-17.
And as far as
love it, leave it.
As far as we're concerned, it's a good time to leave the coach's corner, if only momentarily, because we have some obligations to fulfill. But when we return, we'll give you a traffic update on I-380 and another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. The KGYM road trip continues from the coach's corner in Iowa City after this.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate and ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
What kind of job would make you happier? One that pays more? One that makes you feel appreciated? One that offers the kind of benefits that world-class companies can offer? Red Star Yeast in Cedar Rapids has all that and a lot more, like company picnics and nights out at the ballpark. You get the benefits of a big company with a family feel at Red Star Yeast. What that means is you're appreciated and you're heard. Red Star Yeast is looking for production operators. All you need is a high school diploma and great work ethic. To learn more about joining the Red Star Yeast family in Cedar Rapids, visit the careers page at redstaryeast.com.
5:26, we are almost to the halfway point here at Coach's Corner. It's the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Check them out at one of their three locations in Iowa, Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell, lindertire.com. Stop on in. We're here until 7 o'clock tonight. It is the road trip at Coach's Corner. Happy hour goes until 7 as well. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2 domestic pints. And before we get to our next big board update, we should let everybody know that traffic on I-380, both northbound and southbound, is slow going. There was a crash in the northbound lanes that has backed traffic up from about exit 10 to North Liberty and beyond, so about 6 miles of rough going northbound with at least some lane closures there. And then, of course, that means southbound 380, you've got some rubberneckers. So they've slowed down traffic there as well. So this is, of course, a day ending in DAY, so there is traffic on 380. Imagine that. Not exactly breaking news, but for those of you who did have to work today and didn't take the day off because it's Good Friday, be careful if you're leaving Iowa City and trying to head north to Cedar Rapids and elsewhere. Time to get you another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. And we'll start right here in Iowa City with news that Iowa Deputy Athletic Director Gene Taylor is leaving the school after serving as Gary Barta's right-hand man for 3 years. Taylor came to Iowa from North Dakota State. He leaves the Hawkeyes for Manhattan, Kansas. On Monday, he'll be introduced as the new athletic director at Kansas State. The Cedar Rapids Colonels won their third straight game as they took the series opener from Wisconsin 2-1 at Veterans Memorial Stadium last night. Starter Tyler Wells worked 6 shutout innings to pick up his first win of the year. Travis Blankenhorn had 2 hits to raise his average to .400. That makes him second best in the Midwest League so far this year. First pitch in Game 2 of the series is tonight at 6:35. It's the first Z102.9 Mug Club night of the year. $6 gets you your first beer, and then it's $3 refills all night long. The Iowa baseball team's in Lincoln to open a weekend Big Ten series against Nebraska. Tonight's opener gets underway at 6:30. It'll be Nick Gallagher on the mound for the Hawkeyes. Iowa's won 3 of its last 4 Big Ten series dating back to last year. Tomorrow for Nebraska, it'll be Muscatine native Derek Burkhamper on the mound. And Kirkwood men's basketball player Miles Wenzine has been named a first-team All-American by the National Junior College Athletic Association. It's the third year in a row that the Eagles have produced a first-team All-American. How do they do it year in and year out at Kirkwood? Not only on the men's side, but I know you guys have had Kim Mule on the program. A tremendous season, undefeated season that his program finished up. It amazes me year in and year out.
Best kept secret as far as athletics is concerned in the state of Iowa. I don't think there's any doubt about that. First of all, they do their due diligence. They go out and find good players, whether it be on the women's side or on the men's side. Brian Peterson does a terrific job as well on the men's side. They won the national championship in 2016. Women win it this year with the undefeated year in 2017. They do it with both talent that is local, plus they go out and find people, Illinois people, Minneapolis, people like that. And best thing is they give them a chance, if they want to go and continue their career at a four-year institution.
Yeah, they've been doing it for quite a while, too. Going back to when Chris Jans was there, and his name came up earlier today with the opening at New Mexico State. He's been promoted to associate head coach at Wichita State under Greg Marshall, but could possibly be a head coaching opportunity out there for him. So,
and that all that came about because Craig Neal was fired down in Albuquerque as the coach of the New Mexico Lobos. They brought in the New Mexico State coach, and now that job for the Aggies has opened up. But I know Craig Neal is going to land somewhere on his feet as probably an assistant coach. See, he's too good of a basketball mind not to. But
just ask him. He'll tell you.
Yeah. You got to have that a little bit, but he's going to land somewhere. He's going to be fine. He's going to be all right.
It was one of the better things going when Alford and Neal left Iowa City for a number of reasons, but it's interesting. It's always interesting watching the coaching dominoes fall, and they continue even though the national championship game's been in our rearview mirror for the last couple weeks. So it'll be fascinating to see. Of course, Wichita State, where Chris Jans is currently the associate head coach, headed for life in the AAC. So the college landscape, both football and basketball, continuing to change on a yearly basis. We have had one guest with us so far today, Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We're about to have another one. He's here with us at the Coach's Corner, Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom, for his weekly segment, Touching All Bases. The Mustangs will be taking on Benedictine tomorrow. They'll be doing it a little earlier than the schedule says. First pitch set for 11 o'clock. Jack's got his big fundraising dinner coming up at the end of this month as well on April 30th. I'm going to be a part of it for the second year in a row. I'm sure he'll have some details on that. A reminder again, we mentioned it a couple minutes ago, traffic on 380 northbound and southbound. A little rough going right now, but especially northbound between North Liberty and Shueyville. So take your time getting home and maybe seek an alternate route. Jack Dom with us next after this.
Five times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had five times more winners, or a Sunday with five times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes five times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. Phil Jackson says the New York Knicks are going to continue to explore opportunities this offseason to trade Carmelo Anthony. In a press conference this afternoon, his first in September, Jackson said, quote, "We haven't been able to win with him on the court at this time. I think the direction that we are headed in, he would be better off somewhere else." Sometimes harsh comments from Phil Jackson. They got the attention of Carmelo Anthony. The two did have an exit meeting this week. Maybe the message wasn't clear. Of course, Carmelo then posted on Instagram about an hour after Phil was done talking with a picture of Leonardo DiCaprio from the movie The Great Gatsby. Leo was sitting in his chair, legs and arms crossed, and had a bit of a perplexed look on his face. And then Melo just wrote, "Really?" Well, Jackson and the Knicks, the story that will continue into the summer. It should be worth noting our savage stat of the day. The New York Knicks have 7 playoff wins since 2002. That's one less than the Seattle Sonics, who haven't had a team in 9 years. Baseball this afternoon. Pirates win in Chicago over the Cubs.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Stugatz here for Canadian Mist. You know what I'm looking forward to? Hanging with friends on the back deck. We'll grab the red Solo cups, pour some Canadian Mist whiskey with a splash of cola, a little crushed ice. It's so simple. There's absolutely nothing better. Whether you're making stories or telling them, it's how friends share a drink. Read about our story and get some great recipes at CanadianMist.com. Canadian Mist whiskey. Simply together, drink responsibly. Canadian Mist blended Canadian whiskey. 40% alcohol by volume. Brown Foreman, Louisville, Kentucky.
Napa Know-How.
Tooling around the yard on a riding mower isn't just yard time. That's listen to the game time, enjoy the great outdoors time, or maybe just think about absolutely nothing time. Unless you've got a dead battery, that's no fun time. So head to Napa, where lawn and garden batteries are as low as $21.99 with exchange. That's $21.99, just in time for mowing time. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 4/30/17.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
5:35 back at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. We've hit the halfway point. Glad to have you along with us on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM, the historic main gym all across eastern Iowa and online at KGYMradio.com, where you can vote in our Emil's Hideaway poll question today. Until 7 o'clock, which of the proposed NCAA rule changes for football will have the biggest impact on college football? Four great choices for you. We'll give you an update on how the voting stands before we get out of here. Hour number three on the way as well. We'll talk a little bit more about Gene Taylor exiting Iowa City for Manhattan, Kansas. The Marshawn Lynch situation coming out of retirement. Getting a little interesting as well, so some NFL news on the horizon. Jack Dom, Mount Mercy baseball coach, joining us here at the Coach's Corner. Let's go ahead and start for any Mount Mercy fans who are listening. I know you guys, we've been mentioning it, but you did move the start time for tomorrow's game back to 11 a.m. to try to get in around the weather, correct?
Yeah, you know what, it's tough. We've got Benedictine coming up here for just two games. And so it looks like it's going to rain in the morning and then be clear for part of the time and then rain late afternoon. So we're going to start at 11 o'clock, try to get those doubleheaders in. We got the field covered over at Xavier High School. And, yes, I am looking forward to not having to cover a field when I got that turf facility. So we'll play at 11 o'clock doubleheader and see how things go tomorrow.
I know the Gazette just had an update on the facilities not too long ago, a couple days ago this week. How are things looking over there?
You know, they're looking great. You know, right now, if you go look at the baseball field, it's not looking great because it's still mounds of dirt there. They haven't started pushing the dirt, and that should be this next week. But the bleachers are up for us already, so you show up and you can see where the bleachers are. But if you go look at the softball field and the multi-purpose, the soccer/football track area, it's going to be a first-class facility. Probably, you know what, since I've been there, they've been talking about this facility, but I probably didn't realize how nice it was going to be until it starts getting put together. And I know, Scott, you're going to be up there next week, but it looks absolutely incredible.
Well, let's help make it a little nicer. You're raising some funds again for, what, the third, fourth year in a row, dinner, April 30th at Vito's on 42nd Street in Cedar Rapids. Starts at 6:30, $25 to get in. You got to put up with me as part of the admission fee, but
hey, let's do the over/under on Tyler showing up. He's acting like he's going to show up. I got a 5% chance he shows up.
You know what?
He's a
man of his word because
yes, he
told a number of people that he was going to come back for that. Yeah. You sent me some pictures last night. This stuff's out of my bidding range right now, but you got some really great silent auction and live auction items. A Chris Bryant autographed jersey, World Series jersey with the patch and everything on it. Anthony Rizzo, some autographed framed photos, dual photos of John Lester and Jake Arrieta, and some other nice memorabilia as well. I recognize some of it here at Coach's Corner from last year's.
But it might be upside down, some
auction.
Of the stuff he has.
Sean is not spending that type of money and hanging anything upside down,
I can tell you that much,
especially for Cubs merchandise. Jack Dom joining us here at the Coach's Corner as the KGYM road trip continues along until 7 o'clock tonight with a little Conway Twitty. In the background, I'm sensing a theme here today.
Sean's in the house.
Cubs couldn't quite get it done today at Wrigley Field. Their first game against the Pirates in the series opener had the bases loaded in the ninth inning, but ultimately couldn't do anything against Tony Watson, the Altoona native. Jason Hayward. Let's go and talk a little bit about him because spring training, we heard about how he had retooled his swing over the course of the winter. He looks pretty good. He's put some good numbers up out of the gate. I want to talk about, as a coach, what do you do with a guy who has done something so well for so long in his life, and then he just gets sideways, to borrow from Fran McCaffrey, and Jason Hayward got very, very off track. How hard is it to build somebody back up to get them fixed?
It's tough, and it really begins in between the ears. And you know, for Jason Hayward to go down to Arizona to right away after the World Series, I think it was about 2 weeks after the World Series, he was down there working on his swing. And that says a lot about him personally to realize that there was a flaw, and he went down there and started working on it, and it gave himself a chance. It's still not where it needs to be, but he's starting to gain some confidence. And here's the bottom line is if you're going to gain confidence, you've got to prepare yourself. And he's prepared himself. I still haven't seen him hit a lot of balls hard. You know, he's still hitting a lot of choppers. As Sean always says, 4-3. I think I always get text 4-3. I'm not even watching the game, and I know exactly what he's talking about. Must have been Jason Hayward hitting the ground ball to second. But, you know, he's worked extremely hard. Some balls are starting to fall for him. He's keeping balls fair. Last year, the only ball, halfway through the year, the only ball he could hit hard is a ball that was going to be fouled down the first base line. So he's staying inside the baseball better, putting the ball in play. And he's still got a long ways to go, but you know what? He's starting to believe a little bit, and as he starts to hit some balls a little bit harder, I think he can be an adequate offensive player. He's never going to be the guy that – he was never the guy, even with the Braves. You know, he put up some big numbers early on, but he's more of a nice, tremendous outfielder, great teammate, and he's never going to hurt your team. So – I don't think he deserves the money he's getting, but, you know, that's okay.
Well, let's take a look at a team, Jack, off to a great start. The Cincinnati Reds, nothing was expected of this team. They got Scott Schebler, of course, Cedar Rapids Prairie product playing for them, and great to see him doing in the outfield, getting a lot of playing time. But it's interesting. When you got a team like that, that a lot of people aren't expecting a lot of, and you get off to a great start like that, it can just build and build. And I know you've probably, all through your career, you've been around things like that.
Without a doubt, and you talk about momentum. One of the biggest things in sports is momentum. You know, a lot of people talk about baseball. You can't lose a championship in April, but you can put yourself in position to win one. And those are usually the teams, very similar to Minnesota a couple years ago, where now they didn't win a championship, but they get off to a good start, and they played very well in Milder's first year. You know what? They've got a chance. They're feeling good. And, you know, if they stay healthy, you never know what can happen. But very, very impressive with what the Reds are doing. Can they continue it? I don't know. But, hey, they're leading the division right now, playing very good, solid baseball. And anything can happen in baseball. Once you start to believe, momentum is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And the other option is trades and starting to add to the roster. If all of a sudden you put yourself in position after a few months where you're in the hunt, anything can happen. You know, there's a couple players with the Chicago White Sox that might be moved. You never know. They might end up going over to the Reds at some point here.
Are any of them named Garcia? I understand they've got a surplus of them these days. We're going to get to that story before 7 o'clock tonight. Jack Dom joining us, the Mount Mercy baseball coach, touching all the bases here at Coach's Corner for the next couple minutes with us. Anybody else caught your eye this year as far as the starts that they've gotten off to, either good or bad?
Well, of course, we always talk about the Seattle Mariners because of my relationship with Scott Servais and, you know, their struggles. But even more even a team that's struggling more is the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah.
That's the amazing one. And the scary part for them is that they're the oldest team in baseball. They just don't look the same. They don't have that same spark about them. And now one of their younger players, not young, but one of their younger starters, Josh Donaldson, going down. You know, I think that's the biggest concern in baseball right now, because you can, as I said, you can lose a championship in April, and right now they're digging themselves such a big hole in the American League East, which is such a tough division. Ultimately, you know, right now nobody's jumping out in that division, but they're putting themselves in behind the eight ball pretty good. So that's a concern. They're not swinging the bats like they're capable of. They've always been an offensive juggernaut, and they're really struggling. And Donaldson was having an okay, a solid start, but, you know, that's the same calf that he hurt in spring training. And that wasn't just a slight pull. That was a tear. And so that's a little bit of a concern right there. I think that's my biggest concern in baseball. I want the Mariners to do a little bit better, by the way, and I think they'll be able to get themselves going.
Rich Harden, that's who the Cubs got in return for Josh Donaldson when they sent him to the Oakland Athletics when
he was still an
A-ball prospect.
At that point, I thought that was a good trade. Even though Rich Harden had the bad arm action, I thought that was a tremendous trade for the Cubs. And Rich never quite did what you wanted him to, but that was bad arm action Rich Harden had.
I could have brought you a Rich Harden signed ball, too, for the silent auction.
Who don't you have?
I've quite a few people. Maybe I'll add a few more.
Hey, by the way, I just got a great item today. It's four tickets to the BMW in the suite on the 17th green. Harris.
That's me.
Yamaha Harris. Scotty Harris helped us out big time. And so that's a big time of.
If we can get Scott Unash and Mark Dukes to go in on that and then find someone to front the other 90% of what that would probably cost.
By the way, who won, I believe, the last time? It was held out at the – I think it's being
Conway
held
Farms.
At Conway Farms.
At Conway Farms.
That would be, I think, Zach Johnson.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I believe you're right. I had the opportunity to play that course with Mark Jennings, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous place there. So I remember those days back when I – played at Conway Farms at Medina. I had two good days. That was back.
Did you find the tree that Sergio was behind?
You know, they cut it down.
They did.
They cut that tree down at Medina that Sergio hit behind. So, how about that? You want to talk about the mental approach for athletes? What Sergio was able to accomplish? I wasn't personally rooting for Sergio, but you know, that guy had a lot of demons in him, and he's changed his approach. He's matured. You know, part of it might be he's engaged to the nice lady from the Golf Channel or whatever she's working for, but he's changed his approach. Instead of everyone's against me, he started become a little more accountable, and it was a heck of a win for him in a tough situation at the Masters.
You bring up a really good point, because this carries over not just to baseball but pretty much all sports in general. The contrast between what you need to be physically in order to succeed, but the mental aspect is just as much of it. And I think Scott would agree with me here. There were various points on Sunday when you saw Sergio Garcia. Yeah. Mine was on 18 when he missed the putt after watching Rose miss and thinking, if he makes it, he wins, and watching him miss and thinking, there's no way, given his history, that mentally he comes back from missing that putt, because it was right there for him. But then he winds up doing it.
Yeah, and in fact, I just got home from our games, and I saw the last couple shots on the 18th hole and him missing that putt. I didn't think he would be able to overcome that, but that's the maturity. And once people start to learn from their failures, that's when you really become good. And he's learned from his failures. He's matured. That's one of the biggest things in baseball. And you talk about that mental side. That's the part that a guy like Joe Maddon did so well with a young ball club. And Joe Maddon will continue to play the mental game with the Chicago Cubs in order to make sure that they come back and win. And, you know, it's the brain is the biggest thing, and momentum. And it was impressive what Garcia did. And it's going to be very impressive what Joe Maddon did last year with the Cubs, and he'll continue to do this year.
5:48. Welcome back to Caddy Smack. I'm Mark Dukes. Scott Unash sitting next to me as well. Let's talk a little Mount Mercy baseball. How are you guys doing this year?
Boy, we're beat up right now. We've got a lot of injuries. We're hanging in there early on. We were playing some solid baseball, and right now we've got a bunch of injuries. And it's injuries. Our guys are getting hurt coming off the mound. I want to say we have four or five injured pitchers right now, and it's fielding your position. We got a couple tears in the meniscus, and it's put us behind the eight ball a little bit. And so it's not even really baseball-related injuries. It's just some tough injuries, and we don't have enough depth. Hopefully we make a nice little push here these next couple of weeks to make the conference tournament.
How has the conference been in this first year starting out?
Well, I tell you what, it's an outstanding conference. I think basically if you look at the heart of America, it's probably the second-ranked conference in the country with all the sports. And it's a very, very competitive conference. We've got to gain more depth as a baseball program, and I think that's what all the sports are going to talk about. Is we're the most expensive school, of course, being a private school, great education. However, we don't have the funds of everybody else, but that's still no excuse. Look at what our basketball program did. They had a tremendous, tremendous year making the regionals, and that's what we want to do. We want to win championships. I'll tell you what, the best thing about Mount Mercy is, first of all, we have a president that is off the charts. She loves athletics. She realizes that drives enrollment. And then you look at our athletic director, our vice president's a former coach, and our athletic director, you guys know Paul very well. Yep. He wants to win more than anybody else. So we're in a great situation with the new facilities. We're struggling right now as far as the baseball program goes, but we've also signed 18 kids for next year. That new facility has definitely helped us. We got a bunch of Kennedy kids coming, so we're excited. Got a bunch of kids from Eastern Iowa. The new conference has helped. The new facilities helped. So it's an exciting time up at Mount Mercy right now.
Good to see my buddy Cody Bell get a dinger the other night.
Hey, you know what? Cody Bell wants to play Cornell every day. Jeff Wing, coach at Cornell, right now Cody Bell's got four hits on the year, and three of them are home runs against Cornell. So, it's great to have – Cody Bell's a great kid that actually graduated last year, came back, graduate student, and he'll throw the first game for us tomorrow.
It sounds like the Yoena Cespedes of Mount Mercy. Jack,
hey, how about
Dom,
that?
Boy, he's been absolutely hot.
That's a talented guy, and he's the guy that can change. When he gets hot for a couple of weeks, he can change.
It's so fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. And, Yasiel Puig's the same way, and there's other guys in the league that they get hot and they can carry you. That's the nice thing about the Mike Trouts and those other guys. They're just consistent all year long. But you look at Puig, you look at Cespedes, when those guys get hot, oh my gosh, they can carry you. A team for about 3 weeks.
Well, and they're fun to watch, too.
Yes.
I mean, it's fun to watch a guy that's on a tear play baseball.
Well, you know what? It's not fun when you're the manager or the coach in the other dugout and you can't walk them. It's absolutely amazing what those guys can do. So, this is a fun time of baseball right now, and there's a lot of interesting things going on in Major League Baseball.
The only time I was ever tearing anything when I was playing baseball was I was in charge of opening the individually wrapped new baseballs.
That's good.
And rubbing them up to hand to the umpire.
I thought you were going to say when you're bending over to catch your pitch or something, you ripped your...
No, that was too much work for me even back then, Jack. Big thank you, as always, for joining
us.
Guys. We'll let you get back.
Scott, good seeing you.
Good to see you, Jack. So.
And just a reminder, I should say, that 11 o'clock first pitch tomorrow.
And I thought you moved that game up because Benedictine's a long way away,
Well, it is. I just want them to get back in time so they can spend their Easter Sunday with their family.
There you go.
I'm always thinking about that.
Jack Dom joins us every Friday at 5:30 for his weekly segment, Touching All the Bases. He'll be back with us next week, as will Alex Kuhn when he returns to his regular seat alongside me. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. Check him out online at lindertire.com or in person in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. We've got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update on the way and more back at Coach's Corner after this.
When I walk in the bank, there's two or three people that say, "Hey, Pat. Hi, Pat. How you doing? Thanks for coming in today." That's what makes a person feel special. It's a hometown feel.
Pat Loeffler is a busy guy with Carpenter's Local 308 and his family, but he was proud to take time to talk about how Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust makes a difference to him.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust has made the commitment to me and the other union trades in town to be that union bank. You have a place that you can come in to sit down and talk with somebody on a personal level. That means a lot to my members. You're just not another number to them. You're a face and a name. They know you.
People you can bank on.
They're so approachable. Starts with the receptionist, Jeannie. I work with Brittany. I work with John Rodriguez. I've worked with numerous, you know, people at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust over the years. They've been there for me every single time that I've asked them.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. Meet them at peopleyoucanbankon.com.
My friends and family that I refer, they're always referring other people to Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. That's the best part about it.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Paint Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Paint Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Paint Asphalt. See them at paintasphalt.com.
Minutes in front of the hour of 6 o'clock, and the road trip continues on, driven by Linder Tire at Coach's Corner, as does Happy Hour. Goes till 7 here if you want to join us and make Good Friday Great Friday.
Ooh,
Happy Hour specials. No one's probably ever thought of using that one before, have they? $2.50 domestic bottles, $2 domestic pints, and of course the kitchen pumping out the tremendous food as well. Let's go ahead and dive right into a Midwest One Bank Big Board update before we close out hour number two. The big news here in Iowa City today is that of Iowa Deputy Athletics Director Gene Taylor leaving town to become the new AD at Kansas State. He'll be formally introduced Monday at 10:30 during a news conference in Manhattan. Taylor came to Iowa from North Dakota State 3 years ago to serve as Yuri Barta's right-hand man. The Cedar Rapids Colonels won their third straight game as they took the series opener from Wisconsin 2-1 at Veterans Memorial Stadium last night. Starter Tyler Wells worked six shutout innings to pick up his first win of the year. Travis Blankenhorn had two hits to raise his average to .400. He's second in the league behind Lansing's Bo Bichette. The Colonels and Timber Rattlers meet again tonight for the first Z102.9 Mug Club Night of the year. Buy your first beer and plastic mug for $6. You'll get $3 refills all night long, and then at each remaining Friday home game. The Iowa baseball team's in Lincoln, where it will take on Nebraska in a weekend Big Ten series. Tonight's opener gets underway at 6:30 with right-hander Nick Gallagher on the mound for the Hawks. Iowa has won three of its last four Big Ten series dating back to last year. Muscatine native Derek Berkamper is set to pitch tomorrow for the Huskers in Game 2 of that three-game series. A minute to go here before we hit the top of the hour, and we touched on a historic night at Target Field in Minneapolis, where the Chicago White Sox will trot out baseball's first all-Garcia outfield.
Oh, I can't. You can hear it tonight on 107.5 FM.
Willie Garcia in left, Leury Garcia in center, and Avisail Garcia in right field. Rick Renteria going with Garcia, Garcia, and Garcia, which I believe is South Florida's number one personal injury law firm. Hour number three is on the way after this. What do we have in store for you? We're going to touch on that poll question at KGYMradio.com. Some interesting days ahead for Kirk Ferentz and the rest of college football's coaches. Back with hour number three after this.
In your business, you trust people who time and time again get the job done. At Indeed.com, we deliver five times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. That's why over 3 million businesses use Indeed when they're hiring. Because getting the job done matters. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. And right now, get a 5-quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $23.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.